Hello, friends. Our groups on duty today are from Israel, Kamiel, and Zichron Yaakov. The right of speech goes to Zichron Yaakov. Go ahead, please.
Good morning, dear friends in the whole world, Kli. We will begin the lesson with great gratitude each of us offers to the Creator who put us on this path, the path of Baal Sulam, and we'll all be thankful together for having the opportunity to transcend our existence as beasts and to march together towards an existence as humans on the path of Baal Sulam, all of us. We're going to have a morning lesson where the whole world, Kli, everyone, are entering it with great intentions. There is a great power there, great work being done. So let's focus ourselves. Let's remember that the work we're doing is meant to connect us together, and our reward is for the light of the Creator to come and correct us, correct our will to receive. And together, we will bring a very big and loyal vessel to the light of the Creator. After many years of work that we've done, we now have lessons where we're like a guided missile approaching its target. And right now, we're becoming more and more focused and accurate in our work. That's the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah and the work above reason, two topics that really bring us closer to our love and to new heights in this so very important work, the work of the Creator. So let's pull this light together. We have a very important morning lesson. Let's be as one loyal vessel with great love. Now let's hear back from the reader.
An excerpt from the source, should I read it, friends? I guess so. This is from Rabash. Specifically through faith above reason, meaning even if he feels darkness on the path, and even though he understands that if Malchut had illuminated openly and not in concealment, and the body would feel the greatness of the Creator, it would be easier for him to move farther and be rewarded with always being in a state of work. And he would have no dissents. He, nonetheless, chooses to go above reason. This is from Rabash. What is the herdsman of Abram's cattle and the herdsman of Lot's cattle in the work? We'll read it again. Specifically, through faith above reason, meaning even if he feels darkness on this path, and even though he understands that if Malchut had illuminated openly and not in concealment, and the body would feel the greatness of the Creator, it would be easier for him to go farther and be rewarded with always being in a state of work, and he would have no dissents. He nonetheless chooses to go above reason. We will move on back to Zichron Yaakov so that they can present the workshop question. Please.
Workshop question. How does our work above reason help us come to the correct intention in the work? I repeat, how does the work above reason help us come to the correct intention in the work?
How does our work help us to reach the intention of above reason? All that we want is to reach that degree of above reason, to connect between us and bestow contentment to the Creator. Thanks. Yuda.
And the work itself, above reason, is actually the intention that we're trying to acquire. All is one towards the Creator.
Yes, and this intention exists above our attainment right now. We see ourselves as separate parts, but in truth, we're all bound together as one desire, one soul. And we want to tune ourselves to, as we enter the lesson, to truly be so, as one Kli, receive the light through Ra, through that our teacher, and pass it on. Israel.
Yes, we try to absorb what the Kabbalists tell us, the sources, and with that strength to walk on the path of faith above reason. And on that path, we will find our intention to be more and more correct in our work. Niv.
And it's possible only to the extent that we come closer even more between us, because then each one has the strength to go above the resistance. And in fact, thanks to the 10, he gets the opportunity to continue with the intention. Here, the light also comes in that works on us, especially during the lesson. And now we have the possibility to do it. Yal.
Usually I want only to receive for myself, to fulfill myself, but when we work above reason, we're in contact with the light, with the Creator, which purifies our intention and aims it towards the right place. Eitan. We can't hear you, Eitan. Yoav, please continue. You're muted.
Sorry. Faith above reason is the right intention, to the extent that each one makes an effort to be in that intention, and out of the 10 turn to the Creator. As we say, Israel, the Torah, and the Creator is one. To that extent, we raise a single prayer to the Creator for connection, and all of this is in order to bring contentment. Fine.
Yes, above reason and the intentions too, that's a spiritual degree. In order to get there, we need to create the vessel between us, and this is the time for it now. Each one prays for the whole 10.
Let's move back to Zichron and Carmiel, please.
We need to go above reason towards in order to bestow. So there's... Right.
A question for an active workshop, for a silent workshop, sorry. Let's ask together from the Creator that He will help us rise above reason. Again, let's ask of the Creator that He will help us rise above reason, a silent workshop.